Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Another change in plans causing not just confusion, but frustration among parents here in the city.
In-person learning has been pushed back again in New York City.
It would have been chaotic, and we'd be closing the schools within a couple of weeks.
I'm Marla Diamond.
The Bronx Bomber Marathon continues.
They go back to back to back and belly to belly to belly.
While the Islanders' season ends in overtime. This is Brad Heller.
The head of the LIRR says doomsday level service cuts are on the way if they don't get the help they need from the federal government. 3 years after Hurricane Maria, the president expected to announce $10 billion to rebuild Puerto Rico's electric grid. It's Friday, September 18th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Rincon, in for Wayne Cabot. Getting kids back to school in the city, it turns out, much easier said than done. The mayor's plan was to get students in the classroom starting on Monday. That's not happening anymore, at least not for everyone. Our Marla Diamond has been following this story. Marla, what's this last-minute change?
Now, Kevin, there are multiple reasons for the delay, which will mean that only pre-K and special ed students go in on Monday. Kindergarten through fifth grade will go in September 29th, presumably, and middle and high school students will start in-person learning on October 1st. Staffing was a major issue here. Another is safety, said Teachers Union President Michael Mulgrew last night on New York One.
It would have been chaotic, and we'd be closing the schools within a couple of weeks.
Teachers complained of dirty classrooms, poor ventilation, thermometers that were broken, and a lack of cleaning supplies. The delay, frustrating for parents who were hoping to send their kids for at least 2 days of in-classroom learning.
There ain't no way you came up with a plan in a couple of days that you couldn't get in 5 months. For 5 months, we've been asking, what are you going to do?
The mayor has promised to hire 4,500 teachers to make the blended model work. But Mulgrew and the head of the principals union says that number is way too low.
Marla, the mayor said in so many words, at least they're trying. They're not giving up and going all remote like some other school districts. But it's not cheap either to try and run this hybrid model.
Right. One thing that we did not know was what was the cost of all this PPE and hiring extra teachers. According to a report by the Independent Budget Office, Kevin, the blended learning model would have cost the city $32 million extra a week. The majority of that cost, $19 million, would be spent on additional staff.
That's our Marla Diamond. As you would imagine, the changes, as you heard, stressful. For just about everyone.
Frustration is reaching new heights among New York City teachers and parents.
I think just like complete exhaustion.
That was how Brooklyn science teacher Liat Olenek was feeling as she heard the news of yet another delay to in-person learning from Mayor de Blasio.
He's just keeps insisting, we're going to do this, we're going to do this thing, even if it's impossible and doesn't make any sense.
Olenek predicts a lot more parents will be switching to all remote just to finally get off this roller coaster.
My big worry right now that this is the second delay, is that this is going to keep happening every week.
She says testing, ventilation, and staffing are all still unresolved issues. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Meanwhile, over in Connecticut, there's concern after a spike in COVID-19 cases. Our Sean Adams has been tracking that and joins us with the latest. Sean?
Yeah, something to watch here. Could it be the canary in the coal mine? Overall, coronavirus cases are still relatively low in Connecticut, but the number of people in the hospital and the number of positive cases, those numbers are ticking up. Here's Governor Lamont.
220 positive cases is an infection rate of about 1.6%. That's still one of the lowest in the country, but it is a trend. And you say, what happened a month or so ago? You were bouncing around 0.8%. Now you're at 1.6%.
Well, the governor says this is not the time to let our guard down. It could be seasonal. It could be related to Labor Day, people traveling, people heading back to school. Colleges continue to see some coronavirus clusters. An entire residence hall here at Sacred Heart University is quarantined because a test was mislabeled. So until they know who is positive, everybody has to stay in their room. Additional cases also on the Storrs campus at UConn, at Trinity, and CCSU. The governor says they're monitoring all of this closely. Kevin?
And Sean, a lot of talk about school reopenings. K-12 students have been going back to school there in Connecticut. Any sense of how that's working so far?
Well, early indications, according to the state, no major problems K-12, but there are sporadic cases across Connecticut. So, for instance, Trumbull recently closed a middle school for 2 weeks as people quarantine. There are positive coronavirus cases in several school districts: Bridgeport, Hartford, Manchester, Meriden, Simsbury, Wallingford, Waterbury. So, again, the governor says they're keeping an eye on all of this. That's why they test and that's why they trace.
That's our Sean Adams. Well, not every business has been struggling during the pandemic. Some have actually managed to survive. Our Joe Connolly is with us this morning. Joe, some places might even be doing better than before.
Yes, Kevin, that is right. Yelp says the businesses that are doing pretty well amounts to quite a list. It includes those providing home and professional services, attorneys, accountants, healthcare providers, lawyers, realtors, architects, and accountants, those providing automotive services, and any local services. Some businesses moving to virtual operations are doing well. We told you yesterday about the store owners who've learned how to use Instagram and social media videos, who are now live streaming sales from their store for a couple hours sometimes, several times a week. And businesses like Network help them to find new viewers all over the world, not just in their neighborhood. Marvin Getman, who runs the Brooklyn and other antiquarian book fairs, had software developed to put the book shows online. He says book shows that used to draw 2,500 people are now drawing 7,000 visitors online, Kevin.
That's our Joe Connolly. And by the way, stock futures pointing lower. It's been a rough week on Wall Street. It's been a rough go of it for public transit, barely surviving in many cases with ridership down and so much loss of revenue. The head of the LIRR says they're looking at doomsday level cuts if they don't get help. We'll take a look at what that means for commuters just ahead after Craig's forecast.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, live on 880 and on demand at WCBS880.com/roundup or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now in the Morning News Roundup, the WCBS forecast, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, not as humid as yesterday.
Oh, definitely not. And it's also going to be cooler than yesterday, and it will turn out drier than it was last night. We did get our rain for parts of New Jersey and Long Island, and there's still a few showers over the east end of the island. And there's actually a thin line of showers well to the north in the Mid-Hudson Valley, but that's not coming on down towards the city. And it looks like there's a little shower off the coast of Monmouth County there, too. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds for today. Gusty winds will pick up, and it will stay in the 60s, and then it is cool and dry. I'm talking unseasonably cool and dry right through the weekend. Tonight's low, 50, maybe even 49 or so for the city, 40 in the suburbs. And then Saturday and Sunday, the sun is shining, but it's only up around 65, should be closer to 75. Right now in the city, it is 63, humidity 78% and dropping, and the wind is north-northeast at 8 to 17 miles per hour.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
And we continue this Friday morning with some dire warnings from the head of the LIRR. He says deep service cuts, doomsday level cuts, as he called them, could be coming if they don't get federal funding. More with our Sophia Hall.
It would be a domino effect of problems, says Phil Ng, president of the LIRR.
If we don't get the $12 billion from the federal government, we would need to cut Long Island Railroad service by the order of 50%.
Ng made his remarks here at the Ronkonkoma train station. Jerry Bringman is the head of the LIRR Commuter Council.
We're talking about fare increases of even 10 or 15%. That's a big hit. A lot of people think of our commuters as people who wear three-piece suits and have six-figure salaries. That's not always the case. So even though it might not seem like a lot to an outsider, that extra 10 or 15% we might get hit with is going
to
hurt.
Another issue, people turning to their cars to drive to work instead of taking the trains if service is cut. Here is Patrick McClellan from the New York League of Conservation Voters.
And it also means worse air quality. Fewer people taking the Long Island Railroad, fewer routes on the Long Island Railroad, and more people driving means more children having asthma, more people getting sick.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Everyone is in need of some cash because of the pandemic. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy has finally gotten the approval for his long-sought-after millionaires tax, something he's called for before he was ever elected. Or Peter Haskell with a look at where that money is going.
The bulk of the hike will go toward a middle and lower income tax rebate. The governor says the deal was reached in part because of the pandemic.
But in this unprecedented time when so many middle-class families and others have sacrificed so much, now is the time to ensure that the wealthiest among us are also called to sacrifice.
The tax on incomes over $1 million will rise to 10.75%. Families making up to 150 grand with one child will see a $500 rebate. Senate President Steve Sweeney.
You know, someone says, well, it's only 500. It's 500 more than they have.
Checks won't be sent until next summer. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Here in the city, by the way, sales tax revenue down by over 7%. Statewide, it's down close to 8%, which means New York, just in the last month alone, lost out on about $1.3 billion compared to last year. Puerto Rico has been cash-strapped for years. The island could soon be getting a massive check, though, from the federal government. Take a look at where that money is going. Coming up on the Morning News Roundup. First, we take a look at what was a dramatic night on the ice with Brad Heller.
Kevin, good morning. A heartbreaking end of the season for the Islanders. They lose in overtime to the Lightning in Game 6, 2-1, a goal by Anthony Cirelli. Tampa Bay winning the Eastern Conference Finals 4-2 and advancing to the Stanley Cup Final. Here's Isles captain Anders Lee.
Obviously, we come up short, but I think there's just a huge sense of pride right now. And every single one of those guys in our room and everyone involved.
Semyon Varlamov did everything he could in net, making 46 saves. It'll be the Lightning and the Stars in the Stanley Cup Final starting tomorrow. The Yankees' winning streak is now at 8, and their streak of six home run games is now at 3. That's a major league record, 6 home runs, at least 6 and 3 in a row, 5 coming in one inning last night as they beat the Blue Jays 10-7. First, Brett Gardner, DJ LeMahieu, and Luke Voit going back-to-back-to-back on consecutive pitches by Chase Anderson, and then Giancarlo Stanton and Gleyber Torres going back-to-back in that same inning. Voit hit his 20th, Stanton had 4 hits, that 5-run inning, by the way, setting a franchise record. Seth Lugo gave up 4 home runs, 2 to Bryce Harper. He was knocked out in the second inning in Philadelphia, but the Mets rallied again. They beat the Phillies 10-6. Brandon Nimmo tied the game with a 2-run triple in the 6th inning. He then started a 4-run 9th inning with the go-ahead home run. The Heat beat the Celtics to take a 2-0 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. The Browns outscored the Bengals 35-30 to start week 2 in the NFL. And the first tee times at the U.S. Open for round 2, 6:50 this morning. Justin Thomas will start this afternoon. He's got a one-shot lead at 5-under. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
Good Friday morning. I'm Kevin Rincon in for Wayne Cabot. We continue on the Morning News Roundup with your three things to know. One, city schools will be holding off on in-person learning until later this month for most students. Starting on Monday, 3K, pre-K kids, they'll be going back. A week later, K through 5 and K through 8 schools will reopen. Middle schools, high schools, secondary schools, they will reopen October 3rd, so a change of plans. To concern in Connecticut as cases are trending in the wrong direction. Governor Ned Lamont says it's something they're watching carefully. Among the places being monitored, UConn and Sacred Heart University. And three years after Hurricane Maria, Puerto Rico could finally be getting some much-needed help from the White House. Senator Schumer and Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez say federal officials will offer today $10 billion to rebuild the island's electric grid. That money will be released by FEMA, the two lawmakers getting out ahead of the official announcement. Schumer and Velazquez questioned, though, why the aid is being announced less than 2 months before the elections, saying the administration is blatantly playing politics with this aid. Speaking of, the countdown to the election continues, both President Trump and Joe Biden on the campaign trail in key swing states. The president in Wisconsin defended his response to the pandemic.
We closed it down. We saved millions and millions of lives. We'd be at 2.5 million, 2 million, 3 million, a number that would not be sustainable.
Joe Biden held a town hall in Pennsylvania, his running mate also there in that swing state.
The administration's handling of the pandemic and its conflicting messages remain a key focus of the Biden campaign.
He said to the American people, it's a hoax. He muzzled public health experts.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris is spending the day in Philadelphia, touring local businesses and courting women and Latino voters.
That's CBS's Natalie Brand. And we know you are counting. We're 46 days now away from Election Day. Download our daily Morning News Roundup podcast. Search for it wherever you get your podcast. Type in WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup and subscribe today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.